that Jesus walked on.
Podcast. Dirty Water Podcast.
Oh, you got this shit going, CJ?
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Hold on. Oh, shit.
She said, what's in the trunk? Bitch, that's 100 years.
100 years?
Let's go.
Stop asking questions.
Stop it. Still a bricklayer.
Let's go, what he CJ. Say.
How you feeling over there, Moses?
I'm good. I'm hyped now. Let's go.
I feel a lot of energy over there.
Oh, it's a lot of motherfucking energy coming over here.
Yo, Dave, how you feeling, bro?
We in here.
CJ, you're all right. Everclear tonight, baby. Everclear tonight.
Jesus.
Everclear by itself, CJ.
I thought you said you took a shot. Huh? You lied, huh?
Yeah, I lied.
Why you lie to me? You ain't got to. See, I don't understand. Friendships, relationships, you know, like, why you ain't got to lie to me?
I just told you the truth, right?
And I was just getting ready to take a shot of that shit. I'm glad I didn't, man. My soul would have been on fire, man.
Everclear and the hand sanitizer look the same. Yeah. Yeah. Fuck out of here, CJ.
Man, listen.
You ain't gonna drink it no way. Shut up, Lon. Stop fucking hyping up shit. You ain't gonna drink shit.
This is Dirty Water Podcast, man. I'm Lex.
Moses.
You already know.
We in this bitch tonight. Happy motherfucking New Year's, motherfucking 2020.
Happy New Year's.
Yep.
Last episode we recorded before, now we after.
Mm-hmm. First episode of the year.
Officially, right? Mm-hmm. Officially.
Mm. Got out the game. CJ got like 4 kills.
Shut up, man. Shut up, man. Shout out to Call of Duty, man. We be on that shit bullshit in the
got
studio.
4 kills over there. Salty.
No, you trash too, Moses. I had the highest score. Mm-mm. I did. Y'all trash. Whatever. Don't even worry about it. Back to 2020, man.
When the hardcore had the hardest one.
Whatever. Back to 2020. What you do?
I work. Who are you talking about?
You had no work on New Year's too? Damn. All right. Well, that's that.
How'd they pay?
He didn't.
Word. We missed you last episode.
Yeah, I know y'all missed me. You know what I'm saying?
No, I didn't miss you.
Nah.
I didn't miss you.
What I was mad about, I missed the interview. That's what I'm mad about. What, you know what I'm saying?
What do you mean?
What you mean?
What
against
interview?
Goddamn Chris Cross? Against, you know what I'm saying?
Get him.
Against Blues Brothers?
Get him.
Against 3LW?
2LW.
Against
Okay. Relax.
Against Migos when they first came out?
Back when Offset was locked up?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Kid and Play? Okay.
Oh, my God.
Class act?
Shout out my brother, Playboy Fats. Fats, what's up, bro?
Fats,
these niggas
up,
is fucking hilarious, man.
These niggas was Blue Brothers for real.
No, the problem was you was pussy whipped. That's what the problem was.
Nigga, I'm not pussy whipped.
I can't tell.
I whips. The pussy. No such thing.
No, you just going.
And besides, you can't talk. You married. Shut up.
I am.
That's end discussion.
That's the end of
discussion.
No, because I'm married and I still show up to work every week. How about that? How about that?
Yo, Moses, you do the Dirty Water finishing move.
Shaboobie.
Feel me.
Dave, what you do New Year's, bro?
I got saucy, stayed my ass in the house.
You stayed in the crib?
Stayed in the crib, man.
Right.
I stayed off the street, stayed off the road. You know, a nigga can't see. And the police out here anywhere.
Yeah, that's what I did also. I just, you know, stayed at the crib. I was like, I didn't want to be around any drunk drivers or any police.
What'd you do? You made them jump?
Nah.
Crisscross a make.
Oh, you feel me? I see where you was going with that. That was a good one.
This nigga about to catch a left hook. He don't even see it coming. Like, you don't even see this shit coming, right?
Nah, your arms ain't long enough.
Yeah.
Are you sure? You right.
Here we go. Here we go.
Nah, but yeah, I just chill, man. I just chill. Bring it in right. Put a couple dollars in my pocket. I actually put all my credit cards in my pocket this time. You know what I'm saying? You know what? I'm trying to wish some better credit out here. You know what I mean? But
I'm ready for New Year though. I'm gonna move different.
You gonna move different?
I'm move a little different. What you gonna do in New Year's differently?
Might double up on the job.
Yeah. Double up on the job?
Double up on the job.
Stacking all 2020.
Might get more stuff.
That's it?
That's it, man. Just live life. Live life more.
I plan on putting more positive energy out here.
There we go. That's good.
That's my move for 2020. I just want to put out positive energy to everybody. I really just don't fuck with you, but that's some other shit. But whatever. So yeah, just positive energy. Make everybody happy. Take care of my kids, as usual. Tax time, niggas.
Yeah.
Tax time, niggas.
It's about tax time, man.
You don't care about tax time?
I got student loans. I don't give a fuck about tax time. Them niggas, they taking my shit. Shout out to Sally Mae, fucking stinking bitch.
Tax time is tax time, man. Right. Get the money, let's go. Invest your money. That's it. That's it.
Shout out to all my single mothers out there, too.
You need one in your life, huh, Dave?
I'm on the prowl. You hear me?
Hey, so all you single mothers out there, listen, man, Dirty Water Podcast, Dave.
Nah, I'm joking, though. Shout out to the single mothers. They need all that money for themselves and them babies.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, I'm actually ready to file my tax. I need a couple dollars.
From you.
Need a couple dollars.
That's how you think about it, man. Money ain't all about that.
Right. Because I want to get some merchandise for the podcast.
I feel you.
You know what I mean? I'm trying to, bust this. Let's move this thing up, man. It's 2020, man.
So we got to do with the money. Invest in it, man.
Yeah, so we a year into this shit. We don't plan on stopping. Shout out to all the listeners that do fuck with us.
I keep thinking it's a new year. I think about, like, we first met. You know what I'm saying? Way back in the day. First seen your ass.
Well, hold up. What you mean? First seen me. I was cool, I thought.
Yeah, I just thought you had a cool walk. You just come over there limping. I'm like, what the fuck?
All right, let me talk about how I walk, man.
It was cool.
Let me talk about how I walk.
The nigga said he had a cool walk.
It was a cool walk to me.
Not knowing this nigga half crippled.
I got one leg longer than the other. What you want me to do?
Like, I was like, this nigga cool as fuck. Like, you know what I'm saying? New York. And I was like, yo, that's how they walk.
Coming straight from Yonkers.
Nigga wearing Tims and shorts and shit.
I was definitely wearing
the white t-shirt.
I fucking hated when I first came down here.
Looking like a young game and shit.
Yo, relax.
A little fade.
I hated when I came down here. Motherfuckers was always telling me to say shit. Like, yo, say dog. Yo, say car. Or like, just make telling me to say words and shit. Yo, your accent's crazy. I'm like, yo, get the fuck out of here. Like, what are you doing?
Because it was strong, then you lost it.
That's what my New Yorkers say. They say I lost it.
Then Dave came in.
That's a fact.
Dave.
You know what I'm saying? And Dave came in. I was like, yeah, this nigga right here is funny.
New York still show me love, though. Shout out to Four Side Podcast.
Word.
You know what I mean? Shout out to y'all, man. They still show me love. Mm. But
I'm saying we've been together for a long time, bro.
That's a fact. I came down here in 99.
Ups and downs.
I came down here in 99, bro.
Yeah.
99. I went to the same school together, right?
Right. Rode the bus together. Mm-hmm. But that's the only time I remember. That's like, what did I say to you for you to even fuck with me? Like, that's crazy.
Jizzle put everything together.
Oh, okay.
Nah, shout out to Jizzle.
Jizzle was there.
Tell you something. Even when Jizzle ain't around, Jizzle is around.
He around. Yeah. Shout out to Jizzle.
Jizzle was the main key, so
that's a fact. I used to come down here for
summers
and all that, running to Moses. Always known Lex. Lex is family.
Me and Dave known each other since we were actually babies. Like, right. For real. I'm like, Dave. Like, Dave's skinny now, but he was fat when he was a baby. Mm. He had the chunky cheeks.
First of all, don't talk about my cheeks.
I'm just telling you what you had. I'm just telling you what you
had. This nigga mentioning my cheeks. Listen.
Leave
my cheeks out your mouth.
What you want me to do?
You got to talk about what cheeks you talking about.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Leave my cheeks out your mouth.
Come on, here we go.
I'm just saying, you got to be specific. Niggas like, what cheeks?
Oh, I knew it.
Oh, my God. Let people know.
Whatever. But don't forget, I'm doing salmon shirts all summer 2020. Better look out. Watch my Instagram, Dirty Water Lex.
Salmon shirts and cheek talk don't work, bro.
But is he getting like,
yo, relax, man. That's not what I'm talking about.
Are you getting tight?
I'm married. Come on, man. I'm good.
That might be the title. Salmon shirts and cheek talk.
Yo, watch the candle. See, y'all niggas up in here got candle. I don't know what's going on in the studio.
Let's go back to the salmon shirts. All I'm saying is, don't wear it too tight. Have it loose.
Well, what you mean? I'm not going to go get a 4X.
I just don't want you like stretching in the back, start ripping.
Well, you know, I lost a lot of weight, so I'm skinny now. So.
You like to get like salmon V-necks, I feel like. Show off a little hairy chest.
A little taco meat.
Yeah.
Yo, the fucked up thing is, that's exactly what I was going to get.
I
don't have a Jesus piece. I'm not you, Moses. Yeah, I don't wear Jesus pieces. You over there with the Jesus piece.
You got the cross.
That's not a Jesus piece.
It's a Jesus piece.
It's just a cross.
Let me be the first to tell you, I'm disgusted.
What you mean?
You got the Jericho juice.
You got to make sure. What you mean, Dave? Good. Ow!
He got the roller at night. I'm gonna roll this up. 4 in the morning, you're gonna be straight. Respect me.
Oh my God, I'm not fucking with y'all.
Nigga, how he tuck his chain in his chest hair?
You got Jesus looking like you got his hands in
it.
Yo, that's real? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So shame with the head, baby.
Gosh.
I'll do it.
Yeah. All my jewelry fake. I don't know what you're talking about.
Spray this polo cologne on my chest.
My jewelry fake. You know what I mean? So, no need to want to try to rob me.
You ain't gonna get far either, nigga.
Niggas ain't gonna rob me. Niggas gonna have clippers.
You're definitely not gonna get far.
Dave, niggas gonna have clippers and cut his chest hair off.
I'm done with you. So anyway.
That's what you expect me for.
Whatever. I ain't fucking with Moses tonight, man. Anyway, I watched Major Payne with the family.
Mm. Classic.
Classic.
That's a fact. You know what I mean?
Dirty dirt.
You don't understand? I'm going to put my foot in your ass.
So what was this? Like a little school or some shit, right?
It was like a military academy.
So he's able to just out there bust guns and throw grenades?
I mean,
what the fuck going on out here, man?
The thing is, look where he came. He was straight war.
Straight war.
You know what I'm saying? This nigga was El Loco.
With the couple of gold teeth.
Right.
But the thing is, he straightened the kids out. That's the whole thing about mm-hmm. it.
It
didn't matter where you came from, who you was, what color you was.
Everybody united together.
Had the same struggle, but still was. You know what I'm saying? Like, even with the little kid, I always be with little kids, but sometimes you look out for little kids.
For sure. What you remember about that shit, Dave? I see you look at your eye, Dave.
Nah, Damon Wayans is a...
hilarious.
That nigga's a clown, man.
Fucking hilarious.
He's a legend.
When she was throwing it back, he couldn't take it, boy. He thought his chest about to damn come out. Say it with your chest.
He put the little boy in a full Nelson. What's your angle, boy? That nigga was showing the nigga some affection. He was not with that.
He was like, yo, I'm just trying to give you a hug. Goddamn.
I just want to point out CJ over there eating ragged ass cookies. Mad as shit. They don't taste like chocolate chips. He just
just oh, ain't no more in this, EJ?
Ah. Great value cookies.
Yeah.
Everclear got him hungry.
He definitely looking upset over there. He definitely looking upset
eating
about
crumbs
that.
And
that nigga almost bit his fingertips.
Delicioso.
Chocolatey.
Fuck out of here, CJ.
Yo, I hate Dave, yo.
Why is cookie so damn hard?
Oh, it's
ow!
Damn. Niggas ain't got no snacks in.
Hey, CJ, you stupid.
I hate you, niggas. Yo.
Got another one eating the cookies.
God.
Cookie part two.
Crazy.
Cookie part two with CJ.
Man. All right, man. Shout out to the Major Payne movie. My son definitely enjoyed it, man. It was hilarious. We was up in there laughing together throughout the whole movie.
There you go.
What's up with this 50 and French shit, man? They're going back and forth.
French out here buying 08 Bugattis, man. That's where it came from.
The man can do what he want with his money. Like, that's what I'm saying.
Nah, my nigga, you can't buy no 08, man.
Not in 2020.
They were, not in 2020.
I'm not buying no 08 nothing.
50 done found out, of course, he a troll. And what I think is Powell is about to come on, so he just needs something to promote. The nigga fucking came out. Fucking Powell's coming on. He started joking on the nigga, and then that's where it come from. You know what I mean? And then I think it would probably have been better if French didn't say nothing, because 50 ain't gonna let up. You know what I mean?
That's the problem. 50 is not gonna stop.
That's why I'm like, you know why you even start with him? What's wrong, man? You about to go get something for 30 wings? CJ?
Oh nah, CJ mad because he don't want to hear me talk about Power.
Nah, we ain't gonna talk about Power.
I was gonna say a little something about it. Well, it's gonna be later. It's gonna be at the end of the episode, CJ. You ain't gotta leave just yet.
Man,
you gotta leave just yet. I'll do it at the end of the episode. Come on, bro. Check us out.
CJ.
They shot Ghost, nigga.
They shot Ghost, nigga.
Look. CJ anyway, so mad.
Hey, yo,
look, CJ so mad.
Nobody shot Ghost. He choked on them dirty ass cookies. You
No, look. No. Look, Dave, he's so mad, he was leaving with the mic. What is he doing with the mic?
He got the mic in his hand. CJ, you tripping, bro.
Yeah, like, oh, my God.
Everclear got him gone, man. You gonna take this mic. You gonna respect me.
The shit was funny with 50, because I seen him
all
post
I had
on...
is one mic, one mic.
I seen 50 post on his Instagram interview with Pistol Pete, and Pistol Pete was talking wild, like basically how he was basically holding down French Montana, taking him home, making him sure he's safe, tucking him in. I was like, whoa.
He was making
his jewelry
French.
Was fake and all this other shit.
He's being disrespectful.
Yeah, he was making French sound
my jewelry
real,
fake. It's
real
cool.
Sus.
You know
like,
what
real.
Mean? It's cool.
Real, yeah. I mean, I don't know if it's true or not, but I think everybody starts somewhere. You know
right.
What I mean? Everybody
right.
starts
so
somewhere.
So what? That shit is. Stop trying to pass me to Everclear, CJ. I'm not doing it, bro.
But one thing you can't do is battle with 50 over social media. You know, over anything. You don't want to do that.
The thing about 50 is it could go years go by and he don't let up.
Right.
Like he don't let he's still on Ja Rule's ass. He don't care.
Yeah, that's personal.
Eh.
That's
I mean it is personal, that's but personal. Still.
50 got shot, I believe. Over some dumb shit. So I wouldn't let up on them niggas either.
Oh yeah, you're right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. We was talking about sampling music and how a lot of music is just coming from the old shit. And you can just sample one song. What were we listening to? Nipsey Hussle's Blue Laces 2 has the same sample as what? Tears of Joy, Rick Ross.
Yes. That's nice.
That's...
But I'm just telling you how samples, like, play out. Some samples is good, especially if you know what you're doing with like, Ain't My Fault. Like, everybody love Ain't My Fault. I don't care who you was. Like, even though Silk the Shock and you can't rip like that, but... I was just saying, like, Bootsy Badass in Trouble, they got Ain't My Fault, it's kind of hard. That's a little sample. It's still kind of like old school, but new school at the same time. Like, if you do sample something, make sure you sample it right.
I agree with that.
You know what I'm saying? That's why I like a lot
of
producers.
I don't fuck nothing up.
Yeah, a lot of producers like Alchemist.
Kanye sampled a lot of shit. Puff sampled a lot of shit. I was just listening to Money Powers.
Is it Derringer or Dillinger? I always fuck it up. Mm-hmm.
Derringer.
Derringer?
Yeah.
Yeah, Derringer. Yeah. Who else?
Swiston sampled a few things. Swiss. Jizzle, what up, Jizzle?
Jizzle
on this bitch. Shit. Wu-Tang.
Yeah. Wu-Tang. Like, yeah.
We gonna talk about that, you know what I mean? Like, man.
Wu-Tang. Ooh, yeah.
Has sampling like kind of like enhanced hip hop though? I think so. Enhanced it a little bit, just listen, adding more sound to it.
In a way, the artist, you know, I feel like, yeah.
Hip hop wouldn't be hip hop without sampling.
Yeah.
I mean, niggas take even the break beats from back in the day, that's sampling.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So they niggas is taking older records and shit and doing what they do with it.
Take a shot of Everclear, Jizzle. Go ahead, Dave. I'm sorry.
They got the
Jizzle ain't stupid.
Griselda.
They got a nice beats, but at the same time, you got that nice little sample and a little voice in there just makes everything hard. You know what I'm saying?
Sometimes the sound,
you know,
too.
You guys know who the most sampled artist in hip hop is?
Who?
Anybody know? You don't know?
No.
Alchemist?
James Brown.
I can see it.
James Brown is, yeah.
I was thinking Jackson 5.
No, they probably not too far behind, but James Brown, right. he hold that crown.
Yeah. Griselda, their beats got a lot of different samples.
I feel like a lot of people,
that shit is crisp. Like, that shit is
like, a lot of people,
Griselda
probably
bitch,
would get sampled, but you gotta think about the legal aspect of it.
For that too.
Cause most of the music you can't even sample like that.
Right, not if you making money off of it.
Yeah.
That's when the whole mixtape thing was going around, when niggas wasn't actually profiting off of, they wasn't selling their mixtapes. Back when niggas was freestyling off of other people's shit. And I mean, you put it out there for free, you can do whatever you want. But once you start fucking
making money off
dipping
of
into
it,
that streaming and shit,
I wish
you have to pay somebody.
I wish Fab would make another soul tape. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's gonna cost, man.
Right, because he was just putting them out as mixtapes, but now the streaming era is here, and you making money off streaming, so yeah, I can see how that can go.
It's a different game, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Who y'all want to hear this year, though, 2020? Mm-hmm. Who y'all might be looking for this year? I'm ready for some more Griselda.
I'm ready to hear SZA back in the game.
SZA, yeah.
Yeah. I ain't been on the R&B lately, so I want to hear more Griselda.
I think Snow Leg, we're going to drop
Jada Kiss, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Jada Kiss, yes.
Basically the locks itself.
Yes. Yes.
I want to hear more Raekwon and Ghost together.
Wouldn't surprise me if Hope drops something.
Yeah, he may.
You know what I'm saying? Just
every now and then, yeah.
You know what I mean?
2 Chainz.
Two Chainz coming out with something.
Styles P gonna definitely drop something.
Yeah, he gonna keep dropping.
Yeah. Who the fuck else?
Wanna hear no 50?
50?
I don't know if 50 gonna make music, but I would like to hear 50 though.
I think Meek Mill probably gonna come with something.
What about Young Buck? Am I fucking with Young Buck this year?
Well, Young Buck locked up right now.
I don't know. He might be out, but.
Yeah, he might be out. Yeah,
I hope he out. Shit. I don't always jail on no niggas. Right. Fucked up, man.
What about your little young niggas? Dumb. I mean, A Boogie.
I think A Boogie's probably gonna come with something. He been on a lot of features all last year.
And your other boy, because he loved to talk.
Who?
He loved to talk.
Who you talking about?
6ix9ine.
Oh, nah.
Because that's your man.
Listen.
You know what I'm saying? That's your man.
No, let me tell you something, too.
Tattoo on the neck.
Shout out to the listeners, because we really have listeners, right? And yeah. I had a listener come up to me being funny because of you and this saying how 6ix9ine is my man.
That's your man.
Talking about, oh, yo, what's up, 6ix9ine? Trying to dab me. I was like, yo, what you talking about? And he was like, yo, you rock with 6ix9ine, right? I was like, listen. You must listen to the podcast. I was like, listen, I did listen to it. I was fucking with his music. But I'm not fucking with none of that bullshit he got going on. So I don't stream his shit no more.
Next time you see him, you tell him this. When he gonna get the tattoo on the back of his neck?
Oh, he telling the homeboy that listen to ask you that. That's what he. No.
I'm done with Moses, man.
You a true fan.
I'm done with
Do
Moses.
Do that for me.
Moses, matter of fact, let's talk about you.
Do that for me.
Because you wasn't here last week.
You already said that.
I know.
Why are you saying it again?
You got old timers.
No,
all fucking ready.
Shut the fuck up. This is what it is. I'm asking you a question that we asked last week that you wasn't here to answer. That's why.
Here we go.
What does weed do for you?
I'm going to say old timers. See where this is going.
Already. Rest in peace, Kid Rock.
Right.
But, mellows me out, man. I need it. You know what I'm saying? Keeps me going straight with it. Keeps me level head. Might pop off on you. Especially what I'm doing.
Yeah, because you've been real aggressive lately. So I'd be like, yo, where's your back whiz, man? You all right?
Meditate. I'll put the candle on.
You the reason why the candle is here?
Yeah, man.
Oh, my God, man.
It smell like back of CJ ears. You know what I'm saying?
First of all, this nigga put a candle on. This shit ain't even scented.
Scent.
Not smell it.
You smell something?
Yeah, your nose
fucked. You must be sick.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't smell this shit.
Yo, what's funny, yo, hold on. What's crazy is, speaking of being sick, I seen Dave. I seen Dave posting all on his fucking Instagram and shit, talking about how he can't sleep and all this other stuff. Right?
Oh yeah, you're dumbass. You're stupid. Yo,
what
are
you doing,
stupid.
What he doing, man?
Nah, let me tell you
something. Okay, let's go.
I'm at work, right?
Okay.
Trying to do as less as possible.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah, because you don't do shit at work.
Right, okay.
All right. My bad.
Jesus. All right. So I'm at work and shit, right? My phone ring.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I answer the phone.
That was the president.
It damn sure ain't the president. This big head nigga Lex.
Relax.
So I said, what up, cuz? What's going on? He's like, yo, what's up? Yo, you all right? I'm like, yeah, nigga, I'm all right. He's like, yeah, you sick or some shit? I'm trying to make sure you good. I'm like, nigga, what are you talking about?
I was checking on you.
So a nigga, the night before,
I was checking on you.
Had a hard time sleeping. So I put on my story, I had insomnia. This dumbass nigga said, yo, you said you had pneumonia? Get the fuck out of here, my nigga. This is Lex. Listen, Cape Fear Education. Yeah. That is fucking finest. What I said, yo, bro, get off my phone, man.
What do you mean? Yo, I thought you, I read it
First
wrong.
Of all, pneumonia is spelled with a P, right? I said insomnia. Yeah, nigga said pneumonia.
And I was on the phone with you and I was, I think I read this shit too fast. Nah, like,
nigga,
too
you
fast.
You should have Googled it.
I should have.
You should have Googled it.
Hey, maybe, Lex, you stupid.
I'm a fucking genius.
Oh, there you go. Oh, you're stealing?
I'm a fucking genius, man. Fuck out of here.
Stealing.
Man. Do y'all fuck with the THC pens though, or do y'all rather the weed?
Just over there, like you stupid Everclear.
He fucking with Everclear, but nah,
no boo boo all night.
Y'all fuck with the THC pens, or do you rather the plant?
I'm a flower.
I'm going plant based.
Yeah, I'm a flower nigga. I ain't fucking with the pens.
You don't like the
who going Dave?
He just said he don't fuck with it.
I said, yeah, I'm a flower nigga, man. I like to roll up. I like to burn. It's something, you know what I mean? It ain't the same smoking a pen. I love the whole experience of smoking weed. You know what I mean? Getting
right,
the weed,
right,
breaking
right.
it down, rolling it up, smelling it. Right. You know what I mean? Passing it if I'm sitting around here with y'all niggas.
Right.
If not, taking it to the face. Hey, there's no more cookies in there, CJ.
Yeah, what you doing, bro?
This nigga about to eat the
plastic.
Hey,
look, he always get on us about the sound in the background. This nigga always
this nigga like, fuck it, I'm going to clear it up.
Keep trying to find them crumbs, man. I lick my fingers. Oh, God.
You got nubs over there, right?
Yeah, what is that? Shit bleeding over there.
Yeah!
Fingers bleeding over there.
Biting the shit out the
motherfucker. What's going on?
It's crazy.
You need Ritalin, man.
What about you, Moses, though? What about you, Moses?
Jizzle bust out laughing, really. This nigga need Jesus.
Jizzle over there on that fucking Everclear. This nigga is wild. I might take a shot of it after the episode. Nah. I might. That's the key word. I might. What about you?
Just gonna sit on fire.
What you rather, the pens or the plant?
Listen, did both. So, in the pen, it gives you like a relaxing, but at the same time, I feel like I just feel like it's not all the way there. I'm always skeptical of what else in there. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, especially nowadays.
Yeah, so everybody's got their little fake shit, but
a lot of shit is concentrated.
The roll up.
Yeah, niggas is dying from them shit.
Yeah. I mean,
fuck them pens, man. I don't fuck with them.
You see what I'm saying? Then they got the one hitter pens, so I don't really trust those. So
them disposable joints.
But the thing is, like, the real weed is the best thing. And I just feel like always that blunt.
The plant.
Yeah. The plant, man.
The plant. So, I want the plant,
nigga. But I ain't gonna stand other people using the pens.
Nah, man. Shit is like Dave said, man.
But don't act like the pens don't have you fucked up.
They don't.
You getting the wrong ones.
I felt like I tried quite a few, and that's why I said, let me go get the plant.
Nah, you know why?
The plant.
You can't never understand it because you will smoke a blunt afterwards. You need to hit that and see what's going on before you hit the blunt. You know what I mean?
Nah, man.
I don't feel like you really looked at it both angles.
Nah, I tried it all.
You didn't try shit.
I told you.
Yeah, I prefer the wax over the pens. If you're going to get some, if you're going to do it, go ahead and do it.
I don't want the wax.
I fucks with the wax.
I don't want the wax. Yeah, I feel like Samuel Jackson. And goddamn Jungle Fever, I feel like Senor Jackson just in the back.
Oh, yeah. When you start pulling out the torch and shit. Yeah. Yo, I remember.
Like crackheads doing that.
That's a fact.
Real shit.
I remember when me and Jizzle was on the wax heavy, maybe about two or three summers ago. We, you know, the shit just popped up around here, you know, around Fayetteville and shit.
We had got
the rig and shit. You was out there, nigga.
Mm-hmm. I do fuck with the wax too. But go ahead.
We had the torch and shit.
Mm-hmm. We
sitting in the back at the picnic table, right? Hitting the shit. And I mean, bent over on the table and shit with the torch, looking foul as hell.
That sounded foul.
Looking foul. Grandma, auntie looking in the window. They're like, what the fuck are y'all doing in there?
Yeah, looking like zombies.
Just looking like we hitting the fucking bass pipe. It was all bad.
I know it.
It was all bad. Yeah,
right. Gateway! It was going to happen soon.
Yeah, but it was, that was a long fucking summer, Jizzle.
That was a long fucking summer, Jizzle.
That's a fact.
That was a long hot summer. Niggas would fuck around when he hit.
Niggas was out there in 90 degree heat smoking fucking wax. How stupid was we?
Stupid.
Y'all sounded stupid. You want to sit up in here and try to call me stupid. Yo, Dave. You stupid.
Listen.
You and Jizzle both.
This nigga was out here too.
Moses too. Yeah, y'all stupid. Nah, you stupid.
My chain stupid, but I'm not stupid. Huh?
Okay.
Here we go.
All set, stupid.
Here we go.
BVS stupid.
I mean, that Jesus face is shining over there. What's that, white gold?
Don't worry about the wet cigarette. I got that from Jizzle. He's jeans, just like me.
Yo, this thing's retarded.
A fucking jeans.
Oh my god.
CG over there, keep licking his lips for crumbs.
Hey, that R. Kelly doc is back. I don't
know
if y'all
see. Stop putting the mic up like it's fucking blunt.
Shit ain't even plugged up. What the fuck is wrong with CG?
That nigga trying to have sound control. Like, you got a mic booth. What? Oh, you want to hit the bad wood?
I don't know why. So them niggas got a part two of the fucking
in the
R. Kelly.
Yeah, they got R. Kelly's back, baby.
What more is there to say? This nigga's a freakazoid.
Why? His hairdresser was on there.
Dave Watto.
His brother was on there.
Dave Watto.
snitching.
But just like, yeah, why keep carrying this on? Yeah, like, you already did what you had to
Lex
do. Okay,
Lex
said
it early. It's like kicking a dead horse.
It's like, you know, kicking a dead horse, yeah, right now. What, man, about, like, leave the shit alone.
What
you
about all
the
other
up,
people?
Man?
Like, yeah.
His brother's on there. They telling everything about where it all started. I mean, even though I'm pretty sure it's already known, but it's like, why? Like, I just, like Dave said, man, he's, y'all kicking a dead horse. He's locked up. You know what I mean? Hairdresser on there talking about he forced her. Yeah, he forced her. And she was married like 3 kids, I believe.
Was that Omarion mama?
Nigga, I have no idea.
Omarion mama says she buried R. Kelly hair. So.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Omarion
mama says she buried R. Kelly hair.
What you seen this
I
at?
Don't know. Nothing about
it. Yeah, like, I don't know what Moses talking about.
It was
about.
On Love and Hip Hop.
Yeah. She trying to get some clout. That's the wrong clout to chase right there. Don't,
that's before it happened.
You know what I mean?
That's before it, that's before any of this, you know.
Oh,
but
really?
She knew what was going down still. Yeah. You was braiding his head, you knew who was in the back room.
They brung up another young lady, 14, 15 years old.
Oh my God.
Like, it's just.
What, 14, 15?
I'm not watching.
She was 14, 15
it.
During the joint?
Yeah.
I'm not watching it.
That's a new tape.
I'm not watching.
It's not, I mean, it's old tape, but it's you know, new evidence.
I'm going to say this.
If it's an old tape, then she can't be 15 now, I'm saying.
No, not now. No, oh, no, okay. No. I'm
say
not saying
this.
Currently.
Okay.
No. I'm going to say this, and I'm going to say this again. You had the chance to say something.
Back then?
When, back then.
A few of them signed NDAs,
you know,
but my bad.
I'm done. I'm not watching that. You know what I'm saying? No more. I'm done with it.
I ain't want to watch it, but my wife was watching it. So I sat my ass down and caught it.
Not saying it's not wrong.
Yeah, he's a creep, man.
Yeah, he's a creep. I'm not saying it's not wrong, but like, I don't want to watch no more of this. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's fucked up, man.
Yeah,
bottom line is, the nigga's a creep. He a creep. You know what I mean? You don't have to keep calling him a creep. We know he a creep.
We know he a creep. Let's, come on.
Jesus Christ.
I don't want to say nothing wrong. I feel like Kevin Hart.
Yeah, I wanna since we you know, it's new year, new money. Hey, new year, new me. I changed.
When the Harriet Tubman's coming out? You know what I'm saying?
I want no Harriet Tubman's too.
You know what I mean?
The new year, new me. I changed.
When the Tubman's
spending Tubman's
out.
And
I gotta go land and make it rain.
Y'all want to talk about Trump and his shenanigans?
Yes, nigga, like, starting the whole war over there.
Like.
Oh, you're gonna impeach me? It's war.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
How do y'all feel about it though? Like,
yeah, see what's going on.
I don't never really support war. I ain't cool with war. You know what I mean? I know it's necessary, unfortunately. Sometimes, you know what I mean? Some niggas, you know, some countries get a little out of hand. Yeah, I drop a bomb on these niggas every once in a while, but still, it's not good though.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Cause it's always over money or some shit. I mean, money or respect or disrespect, rather.
They be lying to us in the media just to tell us anything, to make us believe.
What is the real reason of the war? Will we ever really find out? They always put these fake things on the news to get you all hyped up, but what's the real issue? I feel like it's something.
And then you just throw your army out there like, yeah, go kill some shit or go die.
You just throwing bodies out there.
That shit is wild.
For those that don't know, Trump out here just missiled a top-ranking Iranian, and they on some war shit. Mm. But, I mean, you know, they talking impeachment. Like, I'll be the other guy on this.
That shit ain't happening.
I hate to say it. I kind of like it.
That shit ain't gonna happen.
I mean, if you gonna be a boss out here, you gonna move like that, you the fucking president, and you feel like some shit's about to be hard on America, man, let's missile some shit up, man. Fuck it.
I mean, listen, if it's justified, it's justified. But I don't know why he did it. I don't know what's going on. You know what I mean? But knowing Trump.
Do you really want war?
No,
Did you watch Dead Presidents?
I don't want war, to be honest.
Did you watch Dead Presidents?
We talked about it.
All right, then. Same shit. Same fucking shit.
Yeah, I would rather not sacrifice our... the lives of you know,
a lot of innocent lives. We right here in Fayetteville, right here by Fort Bragg,
right.
A lot of troops have been shipped out.
Mm-hmm. A lot of families.
Shout out to the military. I know we talk shit and laugh and have fun about military, but they actually really are risking their lives. You know what I'm saying? Like,
hold it down.
Yeah,
hold
you know
it down.
What I mean?
That's, I agree with that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like I said before, they way better people than I am.
Right.
I won't do it.
Right. I wouldn't do it either.
All shout praise out to them. Like, to the men and women in the military.
They should be a strong person.
Shout they got to leave their wives, husbands, kids, right. like, you know, behind and shit to go deal with this madness.
Right.
And like we said, it's probably over some bullshit, over some money.
Always over some money.
Damn, shit.
You know what's over some money? When niggas fall asleep.
Who sleep? CJ ain't sleep, man. CJ chilling, man.
He chilling. Thinking about them cookies.
the baby, man.
The baby.
The baby, man.
Why is always something with the baby, man?
Like, why can't he leave the baby alone, damn, man?
Let the man make some money, bro.
You know what I'm saying? That's our North Carolina native.
That's when you know you hot.
Man.
That's when you know you
he
hot.
He on fire.
He going through some Tupac shit.
So they arrested him on some, he robbed a promoter is what the charges are, basically. Got him for an iPhone, $80. Some bullshit because the promoter didn't pay him all his money for a show. So he ran his pockets.
I need all my.
Oh, yeah, he poured apple juice on him, too. That's not.
Oh, I'm sorry. I did forget that. You know what I'm saying? But then he also had an outstanding warrant in, I want to say, Dallas, Texas,
mm-hmm.
where he allegedly beat up somebody. In the airport.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he's just always out here. Like, why leave him alone? But at the same time, the baby, we fuck with you, but you gotta stop beating people up, too. Like, you're a superstar now, bro. Like, they on your ass. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Unfortunately, they is on your ass, man.
You just gotta move smarter, but at the same time, you gotta understand it's still street and respect. Like, you know how promoters is. They always be like, oh, yeah, we got your money. Try to give you that little half. Yeah, I'm just playing a little big. What can he do? You know what I'm saying? Trying to get that little charge. Like, oh, he stole $80. Why didn't he have all his money? That's why sometimes now it's like hard to get people. They try to get the money up front before they even go out. We wonder why people don't come down here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So a lot of promoters fuck a lot of shit up. Fuck you.
I'm sure from here on out it's gonna be 90 all that up front before I even land in your city.
Well, nah, I think they do. Nah, they don't. That's not.
I think it's supposed to be half and half.
It's half now, half later. So they give you half to get you down there, and then it's up to you to get your money before you perform. He probably didn't get his money before he performed. You come to the venue like, nigga, give me my bread, then I fucking perform. He probably performed, the nigga ain't giving the rest of his bread. The baby is about his performance, so he gonna please his fans.
That's a fact. That's I agree with
that. I respect that.
He respect him. I think he respected him as a man. Right. Like,
yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
He gonna pay me.
Okay, yeah, like, do what right. you. I think that shows like it wasn't no bullshit. Cause why did it happen? Nobody's trying to figure out why did it happen. You know what I mean? So it's just bad justice. They always try to get the celebrities, especially popping right now. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, he got, but also too, he got to move a little bit better.
Yeah,
can't be beating people up,
beating everybody up.
Airport ain't the
that ain't the spot.
To be scratching.
There's cameras everywhere, every airport.
Right, yeah, and you fuck around on a plane. I think that's a federal offense when you on the plane fucking around.
Yeah, he getting these millions, man. You know what I mean? And he gotta relax. You gotta. You know, I don't know. Like I said, I asked for that bread up front now. Fuck it. Or I ain't coming. You know what I mean? Because this ain't the tour. This probably some side shit.
You making no money.
Niggas ain't going to pay you straight up front, nigga.
Yeah.
You're going to get half now, half later.
Unless you pull out a contract.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
You don't have
nothing
to worry about.
Why not?
If you got the contract, you really don't have nothing to worry about. It's like, okay, I'm going to get money regardless. I'll just leave for it. Fuck it. You just got to spend extra money, but still, you're going to make him spend more money because you got to put in the court fees. So, it's going to double up. Do you really want to do that? So,
yeah, you got to write up a contract. Get it.
That's the thing. You just got to move smarter, man. Get your money up.
Yeah, just move a little smarter, baby. Be all right. I think he out right now.
Nah, he out.
Yeah, he out.
He said, "Yo, I'm putting the Krispy Kreme right there in the middle of Charlotte."
I think the thing is, yeah,
that's where he said, "Fuck it, what's up?"
It's still gonna get money, but I think the thing is, he just that was a respect thing. He did that, like, nigga, you don't respect me, like, you trying to play me.
And the police was fucking with him when he went to the show up there in Charlotte recently too. Was going through his car and shit, and talking about he had weed and all this other shit. And he like, "Why y'all fucking with me?"
He's a celebrity.
I mean, he gotta like they gotta, but they gotta let him. He chilling. Like, let him come. He chilling, get his money out. Like, he ain't bothering nobody.
I feel like it's celebrity tax. You know what I mean?
Unfortunately.
It's bullshit.
That's why I say you gotta move smarter. You know what I'm saying?
Back to the World War III though. You know, was they talking about the draft coming through?
I don't know if they talked about it. You know, you're gonna see memes on social media, all types of World War III and draft joints.
Like between 18 and 25.
I'm too old for that bullshit.
Yeah, I'm too old for it too. I was just thankful my kids ain't nowhere near that age though. You know what I mean? For the parents out here that if their kids gotta go through that, like, you know what I mean? It's a lot of goddamn Trump talking about make America great again. All right, CJ, get out. I'm gonna talk about power, and I'm gonna get the and then we getting the fuck out of here because it's power shit, man. I don't think I'm gonna spoil anything. Look at CJ really bad about it.
Cookies.
Did y'all see Power or no?
No.
Who shot Ghost? Who y'all think shot Ghost?
Himself.
Huh? Himself.
Nigga was trying to do Lil Wayne and shot himself.
This shit, I'm sick of Power. I'm fucking sick. This shit is fucking trash.
Told you, son.
This shit is fucking trash, man. This shit is fucking trash. Now y'all got this whole little stupid ass, "Oh my God, let's bring all the scenes together now and see who shot Ghost."
Yeah.
Like, what?
That's what you get for watching.
Man, get the fuck out of here with this bullshit.
Yeah, they turn it into that who's who game.
Man. Yeah. That's what they turn. 5 episodes left from when this shit is released. But you're like, man, get this shit. Snowfall, please come back. Jesus Christ. Snowfall, please come back. They burned Dre ass up. They made him like a little fucking demon and shit. They burnt his ass up in the jail. It's fucking like it's a whole bunch of bullshit going on that you know that couldn't happen in real life. Like, I'm sick. Like, that's why I fucked with Power at the beginning, because the shit looked real and it's like, oh, you know, this shit could probably happen. And they can get away with it. Like, you know, they criminals, they getting away with shit. I can see that probably happening a little bit. But all this bullshit they got going on now, fuck that shit.
They pulled a game on him. You know what I'm saying? Like, to show the game, they pulled a game on them. Game was popping. They made it all whiny and shit. It's fucking stupid.
I gotta check it out. I ain't even watched the last season.
I'm not watching.
You not gonna watch it, Moses?
I'm not watching. I'm not watching it.
I'm only watching it because I was invested. I invested enough time. So now I gotta see this rest of this bullshit gonna play stupid. Out. Who fucking shot Ghost? Oh my God.
You a vest looking stupid.
Fuck out of here, man.
They're gonna come out with a game with it.
Man, whatever. Right. Well,
who killed Ghost?
This is Dirty Water Podcast. You can catch us on Twitter, dirty_water_NC.
It's the dirtiest fucking water.
You can catch us on Instagram, dirty_water_podcast. I'm on Instagram, dirty_water_lex. Dave, what's your shit?
Dirty Water Dave B.
Moses need to get an Instagram, but he out here frauding.
Moses, what's your black planet?
Moses, double,
triple X.
Moses.
Backwood.
Facebook, Dirty Water Podcast.
At Yahoo Mail.
We on SoundCloud. Say, Dirty Water.
Backwoods, like 3 Z's. Backwoods.
Yo. If you listening to us on the Apple Podcast, little purple joint, man, rate our shit. Give us 5 stars, 3 stars, whatever you want to give us. Just rate our shit. Leave a review. Let us know how we doing. Respond to us. DirtyWaterPodcast@gmail.com. Hey, we getting the fuck out of here. It's episode 58.
We popping Joe Buttons.
What?
Hollis.
Shut up.
You're up.
Word.